Since from the beginning, practice is our whole life. From the beginning, practice is very simple and straightforward. And the more we can recall that to our mind, recall that when we get entangled, the more it can support and nurture us. So, Joko reminds us, if we want to be simple about it, is that practice, even the word practice is of course extra, but in a way, practice is only two things. The noticing of mental processes, you could say observation of mental processes, and the experiencing, if you want to add to that, experiencing present moment or experiencing bodily sensations, which is all we can experience. Except if we add on and believe the mental processes as the truth of our life, then it distorts the experiencing of right now. It distorts our ability to respond as the universe, which is our experiencing, whether we call it inside, outside, those are more stories about it. See, life is not difficult. In fact, we say that the perfect way is not difficult in what's called the on faith in mind, or a Shinshin Ming in Chinese, the perfect way, the great way, the way of our life. We don't have to use perfect. The simplicity of life is not difficulty, except when we pick and choose, when we hold on to are picking and choosing our likes and dislikes about this moment experiencing, which is neither inside nor outside, but it's just a whole of our life. The whole of our universe is this experiencing. If I say it over and over, experiencing, experiencing, experience. Now we say bodily sensation. But of course, bodily sensation doesn't exclude outside. If we see something, if we hear something, it's only our story about it is that it's that thing out there making the noise that comes into my ear and in my mind and et cetera, et cetera. But the experiencing is neither inside nor outside. And yet, we attend to it, let's say, inside as a way of our entranceway into this life that we are, the life of the universe, the life of the beings that we encounter. In, even though we see them as outside us, as soon as we see them, they're neither outside nor inside. They're just our life moment right here. And it's only our likes and dislikes about them that creates difficulty for us and results in us doing things that creates difficulties for them, so to speak. See, it's the making of all sorts of distinctions, which is the habits that sometimes run us, that lead, as the sutra says, heaven and earth set apart, holding on to I'm for or against keeps me from seeing and being the truth of life here. And sometimes results in my suffering, in harming myself or others, in the suffering of others. And yet, the simplicity of practice, sitting upright, being, breathing, is something we don't avoid as long as we're alive, and yet we can very much avoid it, which is why we call it a practice. The practice of being upright, still, breathing in, out. And though I guarantee you we're always breathing, sometimes it's difficult, seems difficult for us to be the breathing that we are. Sometimes we find that our picking, choosing in various forms leads to us missing this moment, experiencing that we are, that we don't have to do experiencing, and yet we have to allow ourselves, if I say it that way, to experience this bodily sensation, prajna, wisdom, that's us, that is my life and the life of the universe together right now. So, in one sense, we could say zazen is bare bones, being upright, being still, being present, being breathing, all kinds of words like that. But of course, zazen or practice is the whole of the universe practicing as our life this moment. Some of you might know, I mean, the Shinshin Ming, the on faith mind or believing mind, or whichever way we translate into English, is attributed to the third Zen ancestor in China, Zengzhan, who it is said had leprosy, a very severe, obvious case of leprosy. Most of us have not come into contact with leprosy. It's can cause suffering, a lot of suffering, pain, and of course difficulties in social interactions. It is said that he came to the second ancestor and said to him, please cleanse me of my defilement or my wrongdoing, that somehow I have this leprosy. I must have done something wrong. I must have had something that caused this. So the third ancestor said to him, bring me your defilement, your wrongdoing, and I will cleanse you of it. I'll take care of it. You could hear the echoes of the earlier conversation attributed to the second ancestor when he came to Bodhidharma and said, "My mind is troubled. Set my mind at peace." And Bodhidharma said to him, "Bring me your mind and I'll put it at rest. I'll put it at peace." So the third ancestor similarly "Bring me your wrongdoing or your defilement and I'll take care of it." And the third ancestor struggled with it and finally said, came back and said, "I've searched for my defilement, for my wrongdoing, and I couldn't find it." And the second ancestor said, "I've put your defilement to rest. I've put your troubled mind to rest." In a sense, noticing mental processes and allowing, being, experiencing of bodily sensations is allowing us to be at rest, at peace, to be the great way of the universe of each this moment of our life. Then, moment by moment, we can take care of what's called for. Moment by moment, when and if we are entangled in our mental processes to the extent that they blind us or hinder us or lead us to do troublesome things, we have the antidote. No problem with mental processes. They're perfectly an appropriate part of being human, except when we entangle in them. No problem with picking and choosing likes and dislikes, except when we entangle in them and create stress for ourselves with those distinctions of what do we like and what we don't like. Then our being for something or against something creates trouble for us, for others. We can call it the disease of the mind, the disease of being human when we don't understand the nature of our life, the nature of the arising thoughts. We don't allow ourselves to experience our life. Then we miss all sorts of opportunities to nurture ourselves and others, to be the great way that we are, the great way of bodhisattvas encountering and embracing all the bodhisattvas that are our life. So please take good care of the bodhisattvas of your life, yourself and others, which is all together, just this moment, experiencing this moment, Zazen, this moment, the great way. Thank you.